This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. New York Magazine reports that the Congressional Budget Office reported May 24th that 43 million Americans would lose health insurance coverage under the latest Republican health care plan over the next 10 years, as compared to the current law. At Capital Confidential, Matthew Hamilton reports that a new poll shows the GOP plan is very unpopular in New York. Only 10% of statewide voters want the Senate to pass the American Health Care Act in its current House form, according to the Siena College poll. The CBO report also estimated that if states seek waivers to strip the current health care plan's, quote, essential health benefits, end quote, that will ramp up costs dramatically. Local Representative John Faso voted for the first Republican health care plan in committee and said in the Washington Post May 24th that no states will use the provision to deny coverage. Quote, frankly, I doubt any state would try to take advantage of that provision, he said. Quote, I think that is completely out of the ballpark, end quote. Then he said even though he voted for the bill of that provision, quote, I'm sure it will be stripped out in the Senate, end quote. On May 25th, Representative John Faso voted for the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act of 2017, which changes the Clean Water Act to allow companies an easier time discharging pesticides in waterways. The bill passed 256 to 165, with only one Republican voting against and 25 Democrats on board. This bill amends the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act and the Federal Water Pollution Control Act, also known as the Clean Water Act, to prohibit the Environmental Protection Agency or a state from requiring a permit for a discharge of a pesticide into navigable waters if the discharge is approved under FIFRA. The Register Star reports that the Ichabod Crane softball team plays for the state Class B championship May 26th. The second-ranked Ichabod Crane team beat third-ranked Chalmont 5-1 on May 24th in the Section 2 Class B varsity softball semifinals. The 16-2 Lady Riders face the top-ranked co-host team in Ballston Spa at 5 p.m. at Luther Forest Field 2 for the state championship. Read the full story in the Register Star. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that the Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency's composting program is taking in a lot more food waste than it was a year ago. They've made 802.93 tons of compost during the first 4 months of 2017, up 213%. The current Department of Environmental Conservation permit limits the agency to accepting 2,000 tons of food waste per year, but the state may consider increasing the limit because composting keeps food waste out of landfills. Quote, it's the next piece of the puzzle, just like e-waste was, just like newspapers and cardboard was. It's the next step that everybody should be doing, end quote, according to Operations Director Charlie Whitaker. Quote, the idea is to stop food waste from going to landfills, stop filling landfill space, whether it be wood chips, whether it be food waste, whether it be rock, brick, and dirt, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.